In the face of the horror of yet another school massacre, Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill reprised their arguments. Senate Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer begged his Republican colleagues to reach across the aisle for even a modest compromise bill, expanding background check requirements before buying firearms.
My Republican colleagues, imagine if it happened to you. Imagine if this was your kid or your grandkid. How would you feel? Could you ever forgive yourself for not supporting a simple law that would make these mass shootings less likely? Please, 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 damn it. Put yourself in the shoes of these parents for once.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell gave no indication he would relent on Republican opposition. He focused on the Uvalde shooter, calling the deceased 18-year-old high school dropout deranged.
According to early reports from authorities, it appears that a deranged young man tried to murder his own grandmother, then crashed his car, and then ran into an elementary school and began killing. At least 19 young children and two teachers were murdered for no apparent reason at all.
Last year, the House passed two bills to expand background checks on firearms purchases. One would have closed a loophole for private and online sales. The other would have extended the background check review period. Neither could surmount a Republican filibuster nor get the support of West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. He and Pennsylvania Republican Pat Toomey proposed a less stringent requirement that would not require background checks when guns were transferred between friends or family members, but that couldn't win enough Republican support either. Now Manchin is saying there's potential for a bipartisan red flag law that would set up a procedure to allow a judge to block people from owning guns if they pose a risk to themselves or others. Several states, including California, have such laws. So does Florida, which enacted its red flag law after the Parkland High School massacre in 2018. At a Senate hearing, California Senator Dianne Feinstein repeated her plea for renewal of a federal ban on assault weapons. She was the author of 1994 legislation that expired 10 years later.
In the 10 years that the assault weapons ban was in place, gun massacres dropped 37%. After the ban lapsed in 2004, gun massacres rose by 183%. There is simply no reason that average citizens need weapons of war to go about their daily life.
At the White House, President Biden said he and wife Jill Biden would be traveling to Uvalde to comfort the bereaved families, but he offered no hope that gun safety bills could get passed an intractable Senate.
Well, they clearly will not prevent every tragedy. We know certain ones will have significant impact and have no negative impact on the Second Amendment. Second Amendment's not absolute. When it was passed, you couldn't own a cannon.
Meantime, the father of Jamie Guttenberg, who was murdered at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida, lashed out at Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz for a tweet in which Cruz said he and his wife Heidi were fervently lifting up in prayer the children and families in Uvalde. Fred Guttenberg tweeted back that he sat with Cruz 3 years ago and begged him to have a different response to gun violence. Guttenberg added that, quote, "You went forward from there and continued to mock people like me. F you, this is on your hands. Don't put out messages like this." Guttenberg added, "Do something now." For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandari.